Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Erevin, and today we are learning Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. So we already discussed how a base hasayim of space, more than a base hasayim of space, even if it's surrounded by walls, while on a daraisa level is considered to be Rosh Hashayachid, midrabanan, if it's not hukaf ledira, if it's not a place that's surrounded for the sake of living in it and doing normal living types of things in it, is going to be also to carry, it's going to have a din of a carmelis. The Mishnah now tells us, Va'odam Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said, Hagina var karpev shem shivim amma v'shirayim al shivim amma v'shirayim, that even if you have a gina or a karpev that's only 70 and a little bit amos, by 70 and a little bit amos, makefas gedr gava asar tfachim, and it's totally fenced in, metalzim betocha, but that's only if there's some sort of guard booth or some sort of base dira inside of it, or it's at least close to the city. Meaning, even though we said that base hasayim is the size that that anything less than a base hasayim, that's not hukaf ledira, it's still considered Rosh Hashayachid. Now we're saying something way smaller than a base hasayim, namely an area. I'm sorry. Now we're saying that the base hasayim applies even to a residential area. It's going to be usher. And when it's a non-residential area, then I don't care how small it is, even if it's way smaller than a base hasayim. So this is a big chumrah, meaning 70 and change by 70 and change is the same as a base hasayim, meaning it's 5,000 square amos. So we're saying over here that that even if it is hukaf ledira a little bit, still the shear is a base hasayim, and you can't have more than a base hasayim. When it's not hukaf ledira at all, then even with way less than a base hasayim, you're not allowed to carry in there. So comes along another Tana and says, I agree, but Rabbi Yudomer afilu ein ba elo bar v'siachu ma'ora metaltum betocha. What makes it considered to be residential is even if it just has a bar inside of it, or even if it just has some sort of place that gathers rainwater for drinking, that's enough for it to be considered hukaf ledira. And then a third Tana says, I disagree with both of you, and I more agree with what we'd said previously in Mishnah Gimel, there Rabbi Akiva Omer afilu ein ba achas mikaleilum betaltum betocha. Even if you don't have any of these things that make it more residential, you're allowed to carry in it. As long as it's not more than a base hasayim, meaning when something is not hukaf ledira, it only becomes problematic when it's bigger than a base hasayim. But if it's less than a base hasayim, then there's no problem. Now the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Lezer Omer im hayarka yesra al rach, if it was not a perfect square, but it was more long than it was wide, even by one amma, ein metaltum betocha. If it's not hukaf ledira, you're not allowed to carry in it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afilu arka pi shnayim bracha metaltum betocha. That the ratio of length to width doesn't really matter. The point is the total area inside of it, meaning is it how many square amos it is. So in order for something to be a base hasayim, it doesn't have to be a base hasayim or less, it doesn't have to be a perfect square. It could even be a rectangle. So now the Mishnah tells us another shita about how big the area that's not hukaf ledira can be, where you're allowed to carry in it on Shabbos. Rabbi Lai, Shemati Rabbi Eliezer. He said, I heard from Rabbi Eliezer that filu he base kives kor, that even if it's as big as a base kor, which is not a base hasayim, that's the size of 30 sats, 15 times the size of a base hasayim. V'chein Shemati Mimenu, and I also heard from him, Anshi Chatzar Shashach Achecher Mehem V'lo Erev, if you have people that live in a chatzar, and one of the members of the chatzar forgot to join in the Erev, Beso Asr Milahachnas Milahotzi Lo, it's usher for him to carry in and out of his house, avalehem mutter, but they are allowed to carry in and out of his house, meaning the other people who did participate in the Eruv are allowed to carry in and out of his house. And v'chein shamati mimenu, when I heard a third psak halacha from him, sheyotzin ba'arkavanin ba'pesach, that you can be yotzin in the midst of maror with a vegetable called arkavanin, because it's also a very bitter vegetable, and therefore it's kosher to use on Pesach. V'chazarti al kol talmidav ubi, but I went to all of Rabbi Lesser's Talmidim to look for someone else who heard these three Piskei Halacha, but I couldn't find anybody else who heard these three Piskei Halacha from Rabbi excuse me, from Rabbi Eliezer. It seems to be that I'm the only one that heard these three apparently very important Piskei Halacha. So again, to summarize what we did today, so Mishnah Hey, we said the Rabbi Yudim and Baba taught us that if you have an area that's not hukaf l'dira, it's less than a beis hasayim, it needs even less than a beis hasayim, it needs to have some sort of dira type of thing in it, some sort of guard booth or something, that even less than a beis hasayim, just having mechitzos around it is not enough. And Rabbi Yehuda had said that what we define as some sort of dira type of thing inside of it is a little broader. You could even have just a water thing inside of it, but that same basic chumrah, that even pachos mi beis hasayim is going to be a problem. And then Rabbi Kiva disagreed. He said, no, when it's pachos mi beis hasayim, you don't have a problem. When it's pachos mi beis hasayim, as long as there are walls around it, I don't care that it's not hukaf ladira, that's perfectly fine. Only when it's more than beis hasayim does it need to be hukaf ladira. And then we had a machlokas tanoim. This din, this shear of beis hasayim, does it have to be a perfect square, 70 and 2/3 amos by 70 and 2/3 amos, or could it even be a rectangle? And then in Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Eloi shared three piskei halacha that he heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer. The first one is that even a beis kor, which is way, way bigger than a beis hasayim, is going to be kosher, meaning the size of it's a fourth shita, that carrying is aser in a non-hukaf ladira area, but only if it's bigger than a base kur, not the shear of base asayim. The second thing you heard from him is that if one member of the chatzar did not join the eruv, he's not allowed to carry in and out of his chatzar, but other people are allowed to carry in and out of his chatzar. And the third thing he heard from him, he heard from Rabbi Eliezer, was that you could be yotze with a particular type of vegetable, you could be yotze the of Maror on Pesach. But he said that he asked all the other Talmidim of Rabbi Eliezer, and he couldn't find anybody else who had heard these three Piskei Halacha from Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the third parak of Meseches Eruvin.